I think the convention has made the countries party to the convention become better managed, the chemical imported or exported from the countries. In the past, without the convention, chemical might be imported into the country without knowing whether the chemical will be hazardous to the health of the people. And that put the health of the people at risk. With the convention, I think it's helped the country to control and know what will be imported and how much will be imported, and also give the country the authority to say whether the chemical will be allowed to be imported into the country or not. But I think the intention of the convention is not to ban or prevent the trade of the chemical. It's just to make sure that the country know what will be imported and whether the country will allow those chemicals to be imported into the country. That's for the protection of the health of the people. I think at the moment, to implement the convention effectively, we have to make sure that the procedure under the convention being followed. For example, if one country is going to export chemical into another country, the procedure to get the information to the importing country and get the consent from the importing country is very important. And that means that the custom will have to be able to identify the imported chemical, whether it's under the convention. And if it's under the convention, whether the procedure under the convention being followed. That means the compliance with the convention. And to make it more effective, I think if there is something which is not in compliance with the convention, then action needs to be taken to make sure that it will not happen again. And I think to make it more effective for the developing country, financial and technical assistance will be needed to enhance the capacity of the developing country to be able to be in compliance with the convention.